to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you join us on the broadcast today. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about signs of the times. Signs of the times, yes. One of the things I think that takes place is from the Christian conservative patriot standpoint, and perhaps from all of humanity, there's a view that something is happening. What's taking place? It seems that crime is speeding up exponentially. It seems as though the events that we see taking place on a global basis are speeding up exponentially. It appears as though there's something happening. In fact, I had that mentioned to me just very recently. Talked about the things that's taking place at rapid fire, the things that's happening around the globe, and it seems like things are changing dramatically. Have you sensed that? Do you sense there's a major tectonic change taking place, not just in America, but around the globe? Is it possible that what we sense is true? Is it possible that what we are seeing is simply a little small facet of what's taking place with the big picture? And does God's word cover that? I believe it does. We're going to be talking about some of those signs today. Multitudes asking the question, is the end near? Generally, the claim or the question is asked, kind of a sense of that everything is happening, everything's going wrong, it appears. Most would agree that time appears to have sped up in recent years. Well, I believe it has. I believe about everything that we're seeing take place is the wrap-up of this old world, the coming end of what we know today as humanity on the face of the globe. Now, I understand people like Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and others, they'd love to see that. They'd love to see humanity wiped out because they want to save planet Earth. I've got news for them. God's in control of planet Earth. God's in control of what is taking place today. Yet man is volitionally responsible for what is taking place. So we're going to be talking about that, and we invite your calls, comments, dialogue, and discussion. What do you think about the end times? Do you think we're facing the end times? Why do you think that? What do you see that's happening that ties in your mind with the thought that we're watching the end coming very, very near? The scripture says in Luke chapter 21, listing all of the things that are going to be taking place in the last days before the return of Christ. And in Luke 21:28, the scripture says, when you see these things coming about, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. This is the discussion today. Looking forward to it. And if we have the discussion, we invite you to dial in, join in the dialogue and the discussion. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And as always on this broadcast, we focus our attention on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's not a matter of denominational dogma or philosophical rhetoric. We're basing our insight and decision on what we talk about on the revealed word of God, the inspired, infallible word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, says, if you are continuing my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus himself says, I am truth. Further a declaratory statement is made in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that I want us to focus on and understand has the answer. This is the reason I say that every Christian needs to look at the world through the prism of the word of God. That means that you have a biblical worldview. Across America today, of those professing Christians, only 6% of American adults that are Christian have a biblical worldview. Only 4%, ladies and gentlemen, of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, have a biblical worldview. The biblical worldview is the key to understanding what God is doing and what is relevant in our lives. I can't emphasize that enough, but it goes back to standing on the truth of what God's Word says. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, George Orwell made a profound statement. He says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean that George Orwell was anything that you'd call Christian. He was a secularist at the very best. Ladies and gentlemen, it is needful today for us to understand the truth and recognize and embrace the truth. We have churches today, whole denominations, embracing the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle. We have individuals today, entire generation today, that's embracing the LGBTQ lifestyle, the drug lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera. That's the millennial age group. It's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, ladies and gentlemen. According to the latest survey, they think, quote, each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that I believe set the stage correctly when Jan Hus made the statement, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And that's the position that I think that we need to hold today. Seeking the truth, listening, learning, loving, telling and living the truth, and willing to stand and defend the truth, defending the truth. That's not an easy task. Multitude will say they're offended by telling the truth. Recently, a professor was released of his teaching responsibilities because he told the truth that there's only two biological sexes. Nurse was fired from her job because she refused to use the LGBTQ sodomite pronouns, calling a man she or her. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a price to pay, a penalty to pay for standing for truth. But God's word calls on us to do that, and I believe that's what we ought to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a wonderful benchmark to help you identify, find, and locate Tools for Time. It's a 165-foot flagpole. The U.S. flag Old Glory is flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday so that you can worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject that I believe ought to be of vital interest for every child of God, for every Christian. I believe that we are watching the end time wrap up. I've used the illustration many times, and many that may be listening today, you've never seen the old movie theaters that after a movie is shown, then they rewind the film back to the wind spool. And in the rewinding, as it gets closer and closer to the end of the rewinding, that giant metal spool that holds the cellulose film gets faster and faster and faster, almost imperceptibly fast. As you look at it, the spokes in it can barely be seen because it speeds up as it wraps up the rewinding of that tape. I see the events in the world today through that same prism, and the recognition that what we're watching is God's hand at work. I believe that everything in every sense that we see today is exponentially increased. We see everything that's increased. Let me just run over a few. We see the increase in crime. We see the increase in immorality. We see the increase in the persecution, the prosecution of churches and Christians. We see the increase in the wars and rumors of wars. We'll talk about that in a moment. We see the increase of everything that God's Word says that will be the signs in the last days. Now, some will ignore those. That's fine if you would like to. But we can't simply ignore the fact that we see the process of time leaping right off the pages and identifying biblical eschatological prophetic truth. Ladies and gentlemen, who would have ever believed that brilliant, brilliant, technologically bright people would be meeting with representatives and senators, openly discussing their fear of artificial intelligence, their fear that it's leaping forward, and we're told several things about the artificial intelligence. First of all, we're told that artificial intelligence could, we're told that in the next 5 years, artificial intelligence could replace 90% of the workforce in America. That's at every level. Not just talking about the blue collar, but the white collar. At every level, that artificial intelligence, as it's called AI, could replace 90% of the workers. Now, quite frankly, I believe that's a low percentage. With the things that are taking place today in the marketplace, with the very, very high level of difficulty of employers hiring workers, more and more of them are going to some type of automated system. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, I've got several, but one in particular that I believe we need to recognize is part and parcel of these last days. For example, AI can develop a complete fake, phony, false resume about anyone, hard to detect between it and the real thing. And AI now is supposed to be able to translate the Bible. Looking at an article, World Economic Forum calls for the artificial intelligence to write the Bible to create a new religion. A top official with the World Economic Forum has called for religious scriptures to be rewritten by artificial intelligence to create a global new Bible. Further, it states, the WEF and its chairman, Klaus Schwab, argues that using AI to replace scriptures will create a unified, non-judgmental religion that are actually correct, end quote. Now, you might say, well, what does that have to do with the end times? Because what it will bring about is the ultimate unification of world religions. You go to Revelation chapter 17, and you see that in the days of the tribulation, there will be a flourishing world church. You won't have Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You'll have a one world religion, and this is the first step toward that. Plus the fact, ladies and gentlemen, there's the focus that if artificial intelligence can produce a new Bible, newer generations coming up will never, ever, ever know the real Word of God, the real Word of God. Many today, how many people today, if I were in an audience, I'd ask you to raise your hand. How many, I wouldn't say it if you were to do that now. How many of you today Your Bible is literally your hell hand device. You take your hell hand device to church, and when the Bible is read, you scroll to it. How many of you then look at the multiple translations of the Bible on your handheld device, and you scroll through and decide which one you want to use today? How do you know which one is the most accurate, which one is the correct one, which one? And picture that if artificial intelligence is able to rewrite the Bible, a Bible that's a non-judgmental Bible, a Bible that will create unification around the world. How do you create unification with a religion like Islam that hates the Lord Jesus Christ, denies the inerrancy of the Scripture, denies the fact that Jesus Christ is God come into flesh? How do you unify that into a global religion or one world Bible? And that's the goal with some today. Looking at another article, artificial intelligence, a blessing or a curse. Recently, world leaders, scientists, and technologists have commented on the power of artificial intelligence. While acknowledging its value, they also expressed concerns over the potential misuse. With artificial intelligence offers promises solutions in healthcare, it also possesses a number of threats to human health and human well-being, wrote an international group of doctors and healthcare professionals. AI can already be a tool for misinformation and disinformation. Now, wow, I've heard that someplace before, misinformation and disinformation. Could it be? could it be that the Department of Homeland Security, Department of Justice, or the FBI, could it be that they've been in some way involved in big tech and social media and controlling what is information and calling what is true information disinformation and misinformation? I just pose that as a question because you already know my answer on that. This article further says, while human efforts create uncertainty, even when people have good intentions, they may not foresee the negative effects of their action. This is a way that seems right. There is a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is his destruction, the scripture says, Proverbs 14:12. This is talking about, ladies and gentlemen, today. We're talking about the signs of the times. And I'm trying to fit the puzzle together for you in the brief time that we have to do so. Trying to fit the puzzle together of some of the things that we're seeing that's changing exponentially, and it's changing today, that I believe is pointing to these signs that we see. Matthew chapter 24, at your leisure, if you're driving, don't try to do it. But Matthew 24, verses 3 and following, in fact, 3 through about verse 12 are the key verses. It lists for us, you can find that also in Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13. But you find, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible illustrating for us, telling for us, giving for us the truth, the facts, the details of what will take place in the last days leading up to the rapture of the church, and then 7 years later, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. AI, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the key tools that I believe will be used in the hands of the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden snatching away. Now, for those that are interested, the word rapture is not found in the scripture. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, it says we'll be suddenly snatched out, seized. The word suddenly seized, snatched out, is the word raptura in the Latin text, and it is translated into English rapture. So the rapture of the church, not in word, but in transliteration of the word, is found in the scripture. There's some that deny the rapture, some that do not recognize the rapture as being a real event. The rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. After the rapture of the church will be 7 years of tribulation. Thlipsis, it's called in the Greek text, means pressure, pain, problem, devastation, difficulty that'll take place. And it'll be at the hand of the Antichrist, the one that the Bible also calls the lawless one. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about signs of the times. So if you wake up of a morning and you turn your squawk box on and hear the news, understand that they, for the most part, those pieces that you hear that's called news, that's pieces of the puzzle being put together of God's bringing about his word right off the news television, right off the television, right off the broadcast of news, whatever methodology and means you receive it. And it's God's hand at work putting these pieces of the puzzle together to bring about his word to be fulfilled. The artificial intelligence is now being considered to create, as I said a moment ago, a new Bible, a Bible that will not condemn anything or anyone. It is a very dangerous thing to know. I'm looking at a headline, What Christians Should Know About Artificial Intelligence. More than 60 evangelical leaders released a statement addressing artificial intelligence. The Southern Baptist Convention, Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission spent 9 months working on artificial intelligence. An evangelical statement of principles, a doctrine designed to equip the church with an ethical framework for thinking about the emergent technology. Quote, there are many heated debates in Washington, many of them important, said the ERLC president, Russell Moore. But no issue, listen, quote, no issue keeps me awake at night like those surrounding technology and artificial intelligence. The implications of artificial intelligence will have for a time and long time in our into our vast future. So, ladies and gentlemen, there are people that are concerned, and I think they should be. But we all need to be fearful. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. But we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place. In fact, here's another headline. 42% of the CEOs say AI could destroy humanity in 5 to 10 years. Now, hear me. They're saying that in the next 5 years, it can destroy 90% of the workforce. That means it will replace people that are doing the work. And here's a group that's saying that AI could destroy humanity in 5 to 10 years. I've listened to several videos on that. I've watched and read many articles on that subject. So the mindset is that they can develop with such accuracy the acuity and ability of an artificial intelligence thing to then decide for itself, rather than following commands, make the decision itself what's going to be done. Someone recently said it was like the Planet of the Apes, where you have the apes riding horses going around with big nets catching human beings. And that is a good image of it. If you've seen that movie, that's a good image of it. And I believe that was a correct statement when it was made. It's a good picture of what we see in the future based on what we're being told by the techno freaks that's developed artificial intelligence today. This article says the so-called grandfather of AI joins to the lead to offer a dire warning about the dangers of artificial intelligence. Experts warn AI could pose extinction at the risk of humanity in the near future. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen any new technology come out where you have so many people immediately saying it's dangerous, it's deadly, it'll destroy the workforce, it'll destroy humanity in the near future. And at the rate that it has been increasing with the artificial intelligence leaps of, growth and development, if it continues at the same pace in the next 12 to 24 months, it will have reached the place that I believe they're talking about now for 5 or 10 years. It is something that needs to be considered, ladies and gentlemen, and recognized as to what it's going to be. I'm looking at one headline, Artificial Intelligence and Scripture Prophecy. Artificial intelligence is intelligence, perceiving, synthesizing, and inferring information demonstrated by machines as opposed to intelligence displayed by human beings or animals. Example task which this has done include speech recognition, computer vision, translation between natural languages, as well as other mapping impetuses and devices. The rapid advancement of artificial intelligence technology has been causing a great deal of consternation and angst among AI developers recently. Many AI developers understand that the AI genie is out of the bottle and it's impossible to put the AI back in the bottle. Quote, these AI developers worry about what effects AI will have on society, whether AI will be able to be controlled by humanity, end quote, whether AI will become autonomous and independent of any human being, whether AI will turn against humanity, and whether AI will be weaponized and used against humanity in the future. It is, this article says, many AI developers believe that AI will soon become sentinel life, having the power of perception by senses and conscience. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what level it'll reach, but it's my most humble opinion that man can, in fact, create something that will eventually destroy man. I know without a shadow of a doubt what we're seeing today is the precursor to what will take place, and the tools, the instruments, the things that will be in the hands of the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. There's no question about where we're headed in that possibility. May I say, some are even fearful, very fearful, I would say, that what AI could do in the future as far as controlling every human being, or every human being being taken away. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. If the Antichrist is who he is, based on the scripture, Revelation 13, verse 1 through 18, is very, very clear. It is factual that in Daniel chapter 8, verse 23, 24, and 25, that the Bible says the Antichrist will be able to understand dark sayings. That is, he'll understand things and have the insight that human beings normally do not have. That's because, according to Revelation 13, verse 3, 4, and 5, and the Antichrist will be empowered by Satan. He will have demonic insight, demonic wisdom, demonic activities, and he will hate the Church of God. He will hate the Christians. He will hate the Jewish people and try to destroy them off the face of the earth. That's just a little snippet. We're talking about today signs of the times. Signs of the times. We're watching God's hand at work. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to have your insight, your dialogue and discussion on the subject today. Do you have any questions about the end times? Do you have any questions about what's going to take place, when it's going to take place, how it's going to take place? I'm not talking about setting dates, but I'm talking about, do you have any questions about that? These things that you see, these things that I see, these things, for example, with the DOJ hating Christians, the FBI persecuting, prosecuting Christians, where the Biden administration hates Christianity more than any other president on the face of the globe, is it possible that we're seeing these things come together for a reason? Is it possible, or is it just hypothetical, circumstantial, and they're not really galvanizing and not really a part of the total picture? Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to disagree. They're part of the total picture. It is the galvanization and the coming together of the different signs that we'll talk about further that so clearly come off the pages of the Word of God. I believe that we need to recognize it. God could easily use the artificial intelligence as his tool in the hands of the soon coming Antichrist as he rules the world. If you wondered how the Antichrist will know who everybody is, know where you're located, know where you bought your last pack of bubble gum, how much you paid for it, how many miles you drove, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It'll be through artificial intelligence. It'll be through the artificial intelligence that will have become escalated to the point that it will be as a human being operating. May I say, we're watching what normally could be called scary times. But this broadcast is not designed to scare. This broadcast is designed to strengthen and to encourage and to illuminate and to educate the hearts and the minds of Christians, conservatives, and patriots, that we might stand, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, having done all, stand. We need to be able to stand in the wicked day in which we live. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news. Right after the news, we'll come back as we continue our thoughts today on signs of the times.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Floodwaters now starting to recede in parts of Vermont following extremely heavy rain that sent floodwaters through a number of communities there. In fact, officials now say dozens of people were rescued from their homes and cars. That slow-moving storm also causing flooding in parts of New York and Connecticut. Elsewhere around the country in the south and west, sweltering weather. President Biden's pick to serve as America's top military officer warning senators yesterday of the difficulties posed by any conflict in Asia. He described how he would help the U.S. military to prepare. And inflation in the United States reaching its lowest point in 2 years, 3% in June. That compares with 12 months earlier. This is SRN News.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about signs of the times. I read briefly from Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 and following. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, that's Jesus, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when these things shall be, and what shall the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many, by the way, I'm always fascinated with that word. It's the word megos. We get our word mega, or major. Megos, major. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For a nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these things are the beginnings of sorrows. And I'll stop there for right now. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're watching, we're talking about the signs of the times and what is taking place. I believe that we're seeing indications of what is happening that today. The rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God's prophetic studies and presentations for us. And some may deny that, but it doesn't change it. But in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, portion that we just read, God's word reminds us that some of the things that we're seeing today, some of the things that are what we wonder about what's happening. God tells us what is taking place. Something frightening, fascinating, as some would call it. These are signs of the times. Some of these, for example, in verse 5, false teachers will come with false doctrines, teaching myths, is the way I put it. Today we have, and I won't go into great detail today on this, because I want to focus in just a moment on what's happening with the wars and rumors of wars, what's taking place in Ukraine, what's taking place in Israel, what's happening in North Korea, what's happening in Russia, what's taking place in China, and where this is all headed, eschatologically, theologically, prophetically speaking. I believe that we see these things, and so often, I believe we're seeing them just in isolated, this is happening over there, this, not putting the pieces of the puzzle together to realize a chronology of what is taking place and what the Scripture says shall happen. But first of all, the first sign that God's Word gives us with Jesus speaking is that false prophets, prophetaos, those that are saying things that God did not say, the Bible does not say, that saying those, that they will come and deceive many, the Scripture says. For example, today we have entire denominations that's deceived into believing that the sodomite LGBTQ agenda must be embraced. Many of the churches today, pastors and leaders, are embracing that lifestyle with the belief that God's Word says we need to love them. That's correct. But does the Word of God does not say that we should embrace them, bring them into the church, and allow them to be part and parcel of the church body. Keep in mind, the church, not the building, the church is made up of what is called the bride of Christ. Ephesians chapter 5 said the bride of Christ is to be spotless and pure and without blemish. That didn't mean that we're perfect, but our sins have been cleansed under the blood of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you take one that's living in a open sodomite lifestyle, and you say to me, that person, well, that person says he loves Jesus. That person says he's saved. Why can't he be a member of the church? No, 10,000 times no. And it's very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that there's been grave deception that's taken place in our churches. It's a demonic deception. And with that demonic deception, there's also the absolute demonic apostasy where we see churches closing across America. Perhaps you've heard me say before, and may I say today, again, at the risk of redundancy, George Barner in the Barner Report just a few months back said that, I'm quoting, that we have over 300,000 churches in America, and in the next 18 months, one out of five will shut down, will close. He goes on to say that there's over 60,000 churches that will close in America. We're closing churches at a rapid pace, and the research also from Barna said that about 1,500 pastors a month are leaving the ministry. We find today the implosion of what is called religion, Christianity, biblical truth in America. And it is mirroring what we already see that has taken place over the past 15 years in Europe. Today, there's a minuscule small percentage of people in Europe that even claim to have a relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to recognize one of the major, major things is that the rapture of the church is next. All of these things are just signs building up to the last of the last days. There's not another sign that must be fulfilled for the return of Christ. When Jesus Christ physically returns, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, right page, right column in my Bible, when that takes place, the Lord Jesus Christ himself shall descend. He will come, and as I use the term, his feet will land on the Mount of Olives, and the mountain will cleave, that clave that is split, and a great valley will lead him. He will walk straight into the eastern gate and be seated on his throne and rule for 1,000 years. That's when Christ returns. We're talking about now the rapture of the church, and the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. But there are multitudes of signs that we need to tie together and recognize are the signs that puts the big picture together, the puzzle together of what is happening and what is going to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, another one of the major ones, and this is we could go over dozens of them, but another one of the major ones is that of wars and rumors of wars. This is now a global trail, if you please, of the eschatological truth. You can go, you can look at what's happening in Russia, Ukraine, Syria, Lebanon, Israel, China. China today is flexing its muscles and threatening Taiwan. And the U.S. is supposed to be able to protect and provide resources and materiel for any attack on Taiwan. That'll never happen, ladies and gentlemen, with the Biden administration. China is waiting now with bated breath for the opportunity to pounce on Taiwan, and it will be taken, and America will not lift a finger. Oh, there'll be some rattling sabers. Oh, there'll be some diplomatic trips. Oh, there will be talks publicly and threats of crossing the red lines in public spaces by the Biden administration and talking heads. But Joe Biden is a puppet. Hear me. He's a puppet to China. He has committed treason against America. He needs to be tried, convicted, and executed for treason against America. He's accepted bare minimum $20 to $30 million through the Biden family cabal, nine Biden family members, and their LLCs, about 22 different corporate LLCs to wash the money. But it's coming through Ukraine. That's been the money laundering machine. This is the reason Biden is committed to saying and doing and providing funds for whatever Zelensky demands. Zelensky is now going on a trip of major nations demanding, not just asking, demanding that they provide him with weapons and war materials. And Biden is willing to bend at every command and every demand of Vladimir Zelensky. It is a dangerous position to be in. But ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing is, so much of this is pointed to Israel. I just read an article earlier today where Russia is in diplomatic communication with Iran on trying to work things out for them to have more power in the Middle East. Did you realize that the Biden administration, behind the scenes, had been supporting the Palestinian organization called the PLO, which is the Arab jihadist that's trying to destroy Israel? Right now, and we'll look at some articles in a moment, Joe Biden has taken a hard stand against Benjamin Netanyahu. It's the first time in his history of our presidents in America that an American president's not invited the prime minister of Israel to come and sit in the White House and speak, sit in the White House or a professional office and speak to the leader of America. It is very, very dangerous. But ladies and gentlemen, looking at an article by the Christians in Defense of Israel, Joe Biden is hostile to Israel. Congress must rein him in by speaking out against the Biden war on Israel and cutting the purse strings to stop Joe from rewarding the Jewish state's foes and enemies. Joe Biden's animus for Israel, a loyal U.S. ally and friend, the Middle East, only one and only democratic state, is made patently obvious by the pro-Iran, anti-Israel actions taken by the Biden administration. In addition to appeasing the Iranian Ayatollah, Biden has, and then this writer lists just dozens of things that Biden has done that hurts Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, before we go further, let me just remind you the reason it is so dangerous and serious. In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3, and in that day, that when the scripture says in that day, it's same, and the day of the Lord, it's the same. It's talking about in that day. It's from the rapture of the church following. In that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse and astonish every rider, etc., etc. Goes into details, ladies and gentlemen, of what's going to take place. And that is in the day of the Lord. That's when he returns. This is what's going to happen. We're watching it set the stage for that today. This article says, Biden administration, that's what it's talking about, gifted millions in taxpayer dollars to the Palestinian Authority, a lawless outfit that supports foul hate for Israel on its official media and funds anti-Israel terror with hundreds of millions of dollars. Secondly, renewed partnership with the UN, the world's leading outpost of hate for Israel and the Jewish people. Three, made the unconscionable decision to return the U.S. to the UNESCO, that's the United Nations agency that recognizes so-called State of Palestine, and is heavily biased against Israel. Now, if you've heard any news media talking about the State of Palestine, that same media, Communist Network News and others, will say that Israel is the aggressor, that Israel is squatters on illegally gained land. That land belongs to the Palestinians. There's no such ethnic group in history called Palestinians. May I say to you, they're Arab jihadists that have a desire to destroy Israel, and they feign to need and look for a home state is the reason they're supposedly doing it. But no other Arab nation wants them. No other Arab nation will absorb them into their group. But that's what is continued to be told. But when they have an opportunity in the past 30, 40 years, several opportunities to have, quote, a peace agreement and to have some type of settlement, they refused it. They don't want that. They want to continue to have an arguable reason in the eyes of the globalist people, leaders, to make it look like they're wanting peace, but yet their desire is simply to destroy the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says, Biden administration maintains a cold, distant attitude toward Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's democratically elected leader. The Biden administration appointed pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel staffers to key the White House post covering that area of responsibility. Further, it says Joe Biden has assembled one of the most anti-Israel administrations in U.S. history. He has been talking with Israel's extremely enemies for the past 2 years, and Iran has used the time to mushroom its lethal and genocidal capabilities. Ladies and gentlemen, I could say more, but I believe you understand the picture. So what we're talking about is wars and rumors of wars, and those rumblings, when you trace them down, somehow, someway, there's a thread that brings it back to the Middle East and to the nation of Israel in general. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Continue to bless you, your effort. Oh, praise God. We are in full agreement with all you're saying, that we are in the deep, deep trouble.
You've cut out, Lily. Lily, you're there. I think we lost Lily. Okay, Lily, if you would, call back.
Yes.
Get a better connection.
Yes.
Are you there? Okay.
Yes, I'll call back. I'll call back. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Back.
Thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the wars and rumors of wars. You see Russia and Ukraine and Syria, Lebanon, Israel, you see China is the with their muscles being flexed today toward Taiwan, etc. But perhaps one of the highest Bible profiles of these wars is none other than Israel itself. Israel is now in a full focus crosshairs of Iran, and Iran and Russia are literally working hand in hand. Looking at a headline, how Iranian support for Russia's war is complicating Joe Biden's pursuit of a nuclear deal with Iran. Accordingly, the press reports the Biden administration is considering entering a very narrow nuclear agreement with Iran that would impose many fewer restrictions on the country's nuclear program than the original nuclear Iran deal. It goes back to talk about that, to the end of its embargo for the Russia's hand in Ukraine, because Iran is one of the only countries that has been providing weapons to Russia in support of President Putin's war and aggression against Ukraine. Most notably, Iran has been transferring drones that Russia has been using to conduct brutal aerial campaign assaults targeting Ukrainian cities and Ukrainian civilians. So, ladies and gentlemen, there is a major pact agreement between Russia and China, this major pact agreement between Russia and Iran. Russia and Iran have agreed to go together when there's, and by the way, it's not if, but when Israel does a preemptive attack against Iran, Russia will come full-fledged into the picture. And we'll find the precursor of the fulfillment of that in Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Russia will lead a five-nation coalition against the nation of Israel. Iran, which is old Persia, will be part of that five. I believe Lily's back on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood.
That's better. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, oh. Yes, yes.
Okay. Right. I'm just giving God thanks that he did really tell us what to look for in these last days. I'm so glad that he informed us, so that he told us what would characterize end times, so that as we come into these times, we can take heart. And based on what you're pointing out, I'm in full agreement that you're right on track with summarizing what is going on today. And I'm just concerned. I'm saying that as believers, that's one thing we need to be looking at. That's what I am looking to God for. Just the strength and courage to face what we might be called upon to face. Whatever it is, you know, the believers are facing the sword in the worst kind of ways all over the world right now in our day. But we have been privileged here in the Western and here in America. But gradually we see that all of that is slipping away. So I am just concerned that we will look to God, and I am fully convinced that he will prepare us to face whatever we might be called upon to face. Do you say I'm in full agreement that the orchestrated effort, the alliances and the combination to bring down America is right on target, it's accomplishing, and to think of the treason and the treacherous behavior of some of our leaders who have sold out the future of America and has brought us to this point. I'm looking at the very war that is going on now with Russia that we all realize it didn't have to happen. We saw like it was just how it was brought about, you know, planned to bring about this war, to get it started. And we realize now that it's a war. It's what is going on in Russia is draining America's energy completely. America is committed to support it. And to me, all of this is a planned effort to bring down this country. Because
absolutely.
America
Lily, if I could jump in for just one moment, you're exactly right. Yes. The insight on that is correct. Lily, what we see taking place is the enemy, i.e. Russia, and Russia is, of course, fighting Iran. And we are providing weaponry for, I'm not Iran, but Ukraine. And we're providing the weaponry and the funds for that to take place. So we're in a proxy war with Russia right now. And one of the things that many do not recognize, the war, the invasion by China, by Russia into Ukraine would never have taken place if Donald Trump had remained in office. That simply would not have happened. So we have brought this on ourselves because of the leadership of Joe Biden. But Lily, one more thing before I let you go. Some of the other things, not only the false teachers, preachers coming on the scene, prophesied in the scripture in the last days, and the wars and the rumors of wars, and I can go into the pestilences, which means disease and the earthquakes, etc. But then another thing that the scripture talks about is the persecution of Christians. We're watching the persecution and prosecution of Christians today more than anything that we've ever seen. A headline I'm looking at, teenager arrested for handing out Bibles. His response proves he's not backing down. So the question that I have, Lily, do you think that it's just the figment of someone's imagination? Or do you think Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted today? I know they are globally, without any reservation of questions. Christians are being slaughtered in the Sudan today, and nothing's being said by the State Department in Washington. The Islamics there simply slaughtering Christians simply because they are Christian. No other reason. But do you think that there's the persecution, the prosecution of Christians in America today?
Yes, the one world religion that you spoke about, it's coming. We see it's on track. And that one world, Christians, we know will be in the crosshairs, because that one world religion will be working to silence believers, silence the gospel, abandon the Bible. Come, it's put away already. So we know that Christians will be facing deep trouble, because we will not be able to. The plan will be all religions live together, work together as one, or different roads leading to the same place, but Christians are not able to bind to that. We know it is not like that. We know that God give us, say, no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. So Christians will have to hold on to, and we are going to be in big trouble. That is obvious, as you said, right? Oh, yes.
Lily, thank you so much for your insight. Thank you for your faithfulness to the Word. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article by Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ chief counsel. It says, Biden is using your tax dollars to empower anti-Christian forces to severely deplete your religious liberties. It's a surreptitious war that could destroy everything we fought for, kicking Christian kids out of federal buildings, confiscating Bibles from kids in school, threatening to arrest pastors for praying in front of the Chinese embassy, banning churches from using their own property, planting FBI spies in our churches, calling Christians criminals. That's just the beginning, Jay Sekulow says. Another article by Sekulow says this. Biden's FBI has planted spies in churches to monitor radical traditionalist Christians and their ideology. The deep state is treating you like criminals and terrorists. Biden's FBI, IRS, DOJ, and the whole alphabet soup of corrupt federal agencies are surreptitiously threatening the religious liberty of every Christian. Christians are being kicked out of museums, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bibles are being confiscated. Ladies and gentlemen, look at another headline. It says, yet again, state taken to court for its apparent hatred for Christianity. And it's talking about the state of Colorado that is in its actions through a sodomite governor in the state, taking Christian bakers and Christian workers to court because they refused to bow and bend to the sodomite agenda. But here's the article that caps it. Violence against churches is up 288%. Where are the headline news? Where are the news media standing on this? What are they saying? There's no question that the news media focus on violence in our society. That's news, right? But do the headlines report all kinds of violence? Sometimes that's a valid question. One area that might fit that would be the ongoing, ever-increasing violence and hostility against churches. How often do you read about that? How often are you hearing that on the local news? That's the question that that particular writer was asking. And ladies and gentlemen, it makes a big, big difference. But today, we're seeing the wars of Romans wars with the primary focus on Israel. Today, we're watching the budding 500-plus days of World War III, as I call it. The Bible, ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing today tells us very clearly that the battle that we see taking place between the Islamic jihadists and Israel is a battle from old. It goes back to Genesis chapter 12 through 17. It's a battle between Ishmael and Isaac. It's a battle between those brothers and that hatred animus that was there. But ladies and gentlemen, the good thing is, if we've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we won't be here. We'll be raptured out. Thank you for joining us today on the broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited